I'm Russ White for MSU Today. MSU's College of Engineering just announced a $5 million commitment for endowed scholarships from an anonymous donor.
He was a student from back in the, a few decades ago. And he came here from a farm. This was his chance to step up. Our college has always been a place of opportunity. He did very well.
That's the dean of Michigan State University's College of Engineering, Leo Kempel.
But as he got into the program, getting towards the end, he was running low on money, as many, many students experience. And so somebody stepped up with an endowed scholarship that time that allowed him to complete his degree. He went on to a very successful career and now wants to pay it forward by making it possible for many other students to get that same help that he got, of making sure that they have the financial wherewithal to complete the journey of becoming a Spartan engineer. So it's a tremendous gift. It's one that's going to impact students for generations to come. And in a very real sense for our college, it's transformational, because this one gift alone will make a substantial impact on the amount of scholarship dollars that we can give out to our students.
Another anonymous gift to MSU's College of Engineering will help our state's infrastructure resurgence.
Recently, we also had another anonymous gift, and you're going to get the idea that most engineers don't want the publicity, and that may be true, but we had another anonymous gift by a couple. Husband in the couple is a graduate from our college, spent a long time serving the people, and they accumulated enough wealth to make a very substantial gift of $2 million towards student support in bridges, infrastructure, the kind of things that make society go. And so, again, this is a gift that's going to keep on giving because it's an endowed gift, and it's going to make it possible for Michigan State to be an important part of the infrastructure resurgence in the great state of Michigan, not just in the near term, but for many, many generations to come. I can't think of a time that we're not going to need bridges and roads and all the other infrastructure that we use daily and don't think about, and unfortunately, as of late, have not been paying for.
Dean Kempel has welcomed Stanford scholar Christopher Contag to MSU
to lead two bold new initiatives in biomedical research. One of those is our newly formed biomedical engineering department. He'll be the founding chairperson of that. He's already going about the process of starting the hiring process for faculty to form that department, but also the Institute for Quantitative Health Science and Engineering, or as we like to call it, IQ. IQ is going to be a research institute that spans multiple colleges. This is a partnership between engineering, human medicine, and natural science. And so there will be faculty from all three of those colleges in the brand new bioengineering research facility, also the home of the Department of Biomedical Engineering, to work together. The idea is that when people from different backgrounds work together, we come up with solutions to today's problems that you couldn't find by staying within the silo of the traditional disciplines. So what IQ is going to allow is for engineers and biochemists and pathologists and et cetera to get together in ways that, quite frankly, wouldn't happen if the state and the Board of Trustees had not made the investment in the building and in the institute. And so at the same time he's standing up the department, Chris will be standing up this research institute. He's going to be a very, very busy man for the next few years. He brings world-class reputation in terms of his area of molecular imaging, really world-class, best there is. But in addition, he brings a high level of energy. And so I know that Chris is going to be able to not only transition research here, recruit people of the highest caliber to work here, but put together the connections that are going to make sure that when those people come, they do more than just the sum of the parts. This will be greater than the sum of the parts. There will be a synergy going on that makes IQ a signature activity on campus for healthcare-related research, not just for the next 5 years, but for the next 20, 25 years.
MSU has engineers researching connected and autonomous networked vehicles for active safety, or CANVAS.
Michigan has been the leading innovation site in transportation for well over a century. As transportation is evolving into mobility, the concept is it's not just transportation. It's bringing my life around with me and having all my ability to function as I would no matter where, in my car or in other vehicles on the road. You know, we really see the state of Michigan being the world leader in that. And so being Michigan State University, it's incumbent upon us to be part of that. And so we stood up a program that we call CANVAS. And what CANVAS is it's a group of researchers from various areas coming together to work with not only the OEMs, but the Tier 1 and Tier 2 suppliers that really are part of the entire infrastructure of bringing vehicles forward. Getting those people to work on technologies that make autonomy and mobility possible, such as sensors, right? Right now, the best sensor we have in a car are human eyes. The best computer we have in the car is the human brain. As we bring autonomy forward and causing this ability to have mobile solutions anywhere, anytime, we're going to have to improve the fidelity and the accuracy and the resiliency of sensors. So what better place than a research university like Michigan State University to do that work in partnership with our corporate friends? And so we've stood up CANVAS to work on sensors. We stood up CANVAS to work on the information fusion technologies. Some people call it big data. Information fusion is perhaps a little bit older term of how to take the inputs from these disparate sensors, both on the vehicle and from the infrastructure in a way that reduces risk for the passengers and for the pedestrians and so forth around it. So we put a program together to explicitly go after aspects of the technology supporting mobility and supporting autonomy, where we believe that we really are world class.
MSU has long been recognized as a national leader in materials science and composites, as judged by the trust that the federal program IACME, the Institute for Advanced Composite Materials Innovation, has placed in MSU, says Dean Kempel.
So a very exciting project for us is one of the Manufacturing Innovation Institute stood up under the National Network of Manufacturing Innovation. This one's called IACME, the Institute for Advanced Composite Manufacturing Innovation. IACME is headquartered in Tennessee. We are the automotive partner here in Michigan. So the automotive hub of IACME is here in Michigan, led by Michigan State University. Our focus is on How can you make polymer composites high performance but low enough cost to where they impact the automotive industry? Here's a simple fact. The energy you use in a car, a big part of it is moving the mass of the car. Okay, if you can reduce the mass, you reduce the energy required. If you reduce the energy, you're burning less fossil fuels, you're putting less wear and tear on the vehicle itself. All things good by reducing mass, yet it has to be safe. Nobody's going to want to buy a car where we're putting our children and our grandchildren at risk. And so we see advanced polymer composites as a key technology for mass reduction in vehicles, at the same time providing safety to the occupants. Professor Lawrence Drizal is our leader here at MSU on this project. He's working very closely with another member of our team, Dr. Ray Bowman, who's the person who's going to lead the Corktown portion of the effort. This IACME project in Michigan has two focal points, one here in East Lansing and one in the Corktown region of Detroit. It's co-located with another of these manufacturing institutes, LIFT. The institute stood up by our friends at the University of Michigan in lightweight metals. So here we have a facility in Detroit. Talk about the image of resurgence in Detroit. Two advanced research facilities right there in Corktown, side by side, working together, both of them working on the challenge of how to reduce mass. We're very happy to be partnered with a number of great institutions. We're part of LIFT as well. Our colleagues at Michigan also have activities in IACME. So this is a great example of where, although we may battle on the football field, we come together to solve the most challenging problems around the world.
The bottom line, says Dean Kempel, is the MSU College of Engineering is on the move.
Our goal, quite frankly, is to be seen as the fastest rising college of engineering in the nation. We're making great progress on that. We have over 6,400 students in the college right now. To give you a benchmark, that's roughly twice of where we were 8 years ago. This year we hired 23 faculty members to join the college. We're doing searches right now for another 17 faculty members. It's going to continue. Our goal is to have a net 60 new faculty members in our college by the time that we're done with this activity. And those hires are going to be in areas that really matter, right? We're not hiring because, well, we somebody in this area retired, let's fill it. We're looking at what the most challenging areas are in terms of research needs and teaching needs for the next 30 years. We're hiring the best and brightest in those areas. We're giving them the tools they need to succeed. For example, the new bio and engineering research facility. And then, quite frankly, management is getting out of the way and letting them do what they do, which is teach, do research, create, innovate, transfer knowledge upon, not just to our students, but the community around us. We're also very engaged in economic development. We spend a tremendous amount of time working with partners on campus, partners off campus, the central administration, to attract really the high-end businesses and startups that are going to help transform the economy of mid-Michigan, and with it, helping the transformation of the economy for the great state of Michigan.
That's the dean of Michigan State University's College of Engineering, Leo Kempel. There's more at egr.msu.edu. And I'm Russ White for MSU Today.